This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. Today we head to Hollywood, that land of movie magic, multi-million dollar projects, and according to our guest today, well-lit, well-scripted, and very dangerous lies. It seems that storylines aren't the only things that are false in La La Land. The entertainment industry may have something else, something a lot more sinister, written between the lines. Here to help us sort through the glitter and glam is Scotty Meyer, producer at Little Light Studios, and a man who wants you to know the truth hiding behind the hype. Scotty, welcome to HeartWise.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you and your team have produced a number of videos on the subject of Hollywood. Let me mention several in your Battlefield Hollywood series. Pseudology, the art of lying, false system of worship, hidden characters, magic kingdom, what does your heart follow? Why are you so up in arms about an industry that is only trying to entertain us?
Well, you know, since I was a child, it was a childhood dream of mine to go to Hollywood and work in that industry. When I got to the college level, started taking film classes, and actually ended up in Los Angeles working in film and television for a number of years. And it was kind of one of those things. I was raised to believe in God. I was raised a Christian, went to church every single weekend, had a very strong faith as a child. And in my teenage and adult life, and especially shortly going after my dreams in Hollywood, pretty much just didn't have room for God in my life anymore. And it was something that I focused on. To make it successfully in that industry, you have to kind of give it your all.
Yeah.
And it definitely overtook my faith in God. And after a number of years of spending time down there, I was asked to give a talk at a youth rally. A lot of people had from our hometown had heard that we had gone to Hollywood and worked in film and television. And one of the youth pastors asked if I would give a talk on Hollywood and, you know, somehow make some points about God and maybe show a movie or something. Mm-hmm. What we did was we started looking into where did movies and television come from? What's the history of it? Once we started kind of looking into that, we started finding information about how much of an effect it has on your life. And we looked into the advertising industry because they, you know, use certain tricks and hypnosis and psychology to sell you their products. And so, you know, they know that it affects you. They wouldn't spend hundreds of billions of dollars a year if it didn't work. So then along that line of thinking, we said, oh, my goodness, it really does have a profound effect on your thinking. Then we started analyzing the movies and television shows that we were watching and then reading our Bibles and comparing what was being said to what the Bible was saying, and lo and behold, it was kind of the opposite. There are a lot of things that people think it's just entertainment, so it doesn't really have an effect on you. But once we really kind of started looking into the actual scientific evidence, we started realizing that almost everything you see and taste and touch and watch has an effect on your mind.
Of course, the question that we have to ask and the question that you address in your videos is, are these ways of grabbing our attention, are these ways of holding our attention and enticing us, are they there for a purpose of making a sale or making a viewer out of you, or is there something else behind it? Because, you know, we as Christians should be using some of these same methods, shouldn't we, to grab the attention of people? People are being inundated with information. They're looking here and there. Their mind is wandering. Shouldn't we be using some of the same methods that Hollywood uses, only our product is Christ?
You know, I love media, and I actually continue continue to make media productions.
When I watch your videos, I saw that you're using some of these, you use teasers, you use ways of getting my attention, you use ways of holding my attention. You're using the same methods, but for a much more nobler cause.
That's right. I believe we have an amazingly creative God. In fact, I mean, just look at the world around us. It's so beautiful. It's so creative, even in its degenerate state that it's in.
Yes.
You can see the hand of God in this creativity, and I'm not scared of creativity. I know that there are ways to share a message using media that can impress upon someone's mind truths about Christ that is hard to do from other methods. And, you know, especially in this media-saturated world that we live in, some of our videos that we've made, I mean, they've been watched in, you know, 80 different countries. That would be extremely hard to get around and speak in 80 different countries. So there's certainly a use for it, but I believe that there's a couple of ways to look at media. And one of the ways that what we're trying to teach people with our videos is a basic concept of what are the things that the Bible is trying to build up. Whatever media productions you're watching, whether it be a ministry video or even a movie, are they teaching you the principles of the Bible? Are they teaching you how to be a better human being, how to be selfless, how to love others, how to, you know, have Christ-like attributes? Or are they teaching you attributes of the world? And often, more often than not, Hollywood is not promoting a, you know, love your neighbor, that kind of an attitude. It has a lot to do with conflict and resolution. And unfortunately, conflict thrives on terrible things, infidelity, murder, stealing, all the things that the Bible is speaking against. You know, when we watch these things, we're like monkey see, monkey do. You know, we take on what we watch, and we actually reproduce those things that we're watching in our lives.
So it sounds like you're saying that Hollywood is taking a perfectly good set of methods of attention grabbing. I mean, Christ told stories. He told parables. He was very Hollywood in that. But the message is the problem from Hollywood. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You know, in studying the scientific, like a couple of our videos, like in pseudology,
right,
it really goes over the science of what's going on inside your brain. There are certain things that I believe are more dangerous to watch. Like we really looked into children watching television. Is it okay for children to watch television? And we actually went and interviewed a lot of neurologists, child psychologists, people that had no interest in God whatsoever, because we didn't want that to taint the message, and asked them, is it okay for children to watch television? And what we found out was that fast-paced programming, especially early on in developmental stages between 0 and 3, was actually damaging to a child's mind development. So there are things outside of the message that, you know, you need to kind of look at and be careful of. It's not just solely the message, but, you know, more so for the adult content, we focus mostly on a lot of the messages. You know, of course, some of the newer 3D movies that are coming out these days, 3D technology is very interesting. Most of television is interesting anyway. You think off your frontal lobe. Your frontal lobe is where you have all your moral reasoning and decision making. When you pray to God, that's where you're speaking to Him, is in your frontal lobe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything that affects the frontal lobe, you need to take a look at and be careful with how you do that. Like alcohol, for example, affects the frontal lobe,
sure,
and you make
sure.
Poor decisions based on, you know, an affected frontal lobe. Well, television viewing affects the frontal lobe. It actually, if you watch fast-paced programming where the cuts are about a second long and they're just tons of them, you actually stop thinking off of your frontal lobe, and your mind actually reacts off of its limbic system. So most of what you're watching, you're not making moral conscious decisions about. So a lot of the fast-paced stuff, it can be affecting you in a different way than some slower-paced things.
And this limbic system you're talking about, this is where what? What does the limbic system do for us?
The limbic system is in control of your emotional system.
Mm.
That's how when you watch a movie, because you're watching most of the movie off your limbic system, you can laugh, you can cry, all your emotions are intact, but you stop consciously making decisions about the information that's going into your brain.
Okay, all right. I guess probably if we looked at television with our frontal lobe going, it wouldn't make a lot of sense because that's where we reason and we think things through. We have to bypass that, and television does that quite well, I hear you saying. Okay. All right. Okay. So here we have a media, a tools, a television that is using methods that bring about a result and then deliver a message. So we have the tools, we have the methods, we have the message. The breakdown happens here when the devil gets a hold of these things and uses the very same tools we could use for good for evil. When did you first realize this, Scotty? I mean, you were in the business. When did you first realize that there was something wrong in Babylon here? Something is absolutely going the wrong direction in what we're doing to people's mind. And I want you to hold that answer to the other side of the break. We have a short break coming up here. So when we come back, we'll ask Scotty Meyer. He's the producer at Little Light Studios. What was it that made him realize that Hollywood was sending us in the absolute wrong direction? Stay right where you are.
Sick?
How can I get off my medications?
How do I get better?
How can I have ultimate healing?
The Ultimate Prescription by Dr. James L. Markham answers these questions and introduces the reader to the ultimate prescription for our lives. This book is available at your local bookstore or online at Amazon.com.
I'm Dr. James Markham, and I talk to patients every day who want to know the truth in healthcare. On our website, heartwiseministries.org, you can have your questions answered. You can read my blog where I talk about interesting and controversial subjects in medicine. You might choose to go to the radio or television sections and learn more about all sorts of health topics. Take the time and go to heartwiseministries.org.
At any given moment, the sun is shining on an ADRA project. The Adventist Development and Relief Agency International operates in 125 countries. When the sun rises over Africa, ADRA is there, delivering life-saving food, digging wells, training farmers in the latest technologies to assure a good harvest. While South America basks in the noonday sun, we see ADRA workers in Peru distributing emergency supplies to earthquake victims and finding homes for street children in Brazil. As the sun slips toward the horizon in Asia, there's ADRA, rebuilding homes and schools in the wake of natural disasters. To be a part of this amazing global ministry, pick up the phone and call this number, 1-800-424-ADRA. That's 1-800-424-2372. Or visit www.adra.org. ADRA, changing the world one life at a time. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. We're here with Scotty Meyer. He is from Little Light Studios, and he is on a mission to make us realize that Hollywood is not out for our best interest, by and large, and that there is actual danger inside the medium, and we need to know about that. And Scotty, you started out with a passion for Hollywood. You wanted to work there. Was there some event or something that made you realize that, wait a minute, this is not where a good Christian television producer should be going? What was it?
Mm-hmm. You know, I loved Hollywood. In fact, I have interviews from when I first moved down there that I sat down and I said, I will never leave this place. I love it. I love the business. I love working in the film and television industry. And, you know, I considered myself to be a good person, even though I fell away from reading my Bible and going to church. It was a series of events that God used to really get to my heart. And one of them was really being asked to speak at this youth rally.
Right,
And then looking into this effect of media and television and Hollywood on our brains that really kind of made me start to think about some of the things that I was watching. And one of the movies that really popped out in my mind was a movie with an actor named Brad Pitt called Fight Club. And in the very center of the movie, there's a scene in there where he actually, it's a really heightened emotional scene, and he's speaking with the other actor, and he, in the middle of nowhere, just says, you have to consider the possibility that God does not like you. In fact, God hates you. And he goes on to this whole rant and rave about forget salvation, forget God, we're the children of the other side. And I started thinking about that, and I said, I've seen this movie like 20 times, and I've never heard them say that. Like, I never noticed that before. It really kind of opened my eyes to, I wonder what else they're saying in these movies, because I'm not really thinking about it as I'm watching them. And lo and behold, I started reading my Bible more. I started watching some of these movies, and all of a sudden, it's like the great controversy of Christ versus Satan was just popping out in all these stories, and I started noticing all these parallels to the spiritual world, even in the most obscure little stories. Once we started looking into some of the directors, the filmmakers, the story writers, and seeing what is their belief system, what are these guys pushing, then we started noticing that some of these guys are into Gnosticism, they're into all kinds of different religions, and they're promoting their religious views, just like a pastor would try to promote his Christianity. They're promoting theirs using this medium. And so that was what kind of really opened up my eyes to, there's a message behind the message in these movies.
Why are we, Scotty, and what is your thought on this? Why are we so susceptible to this? Why are we as a culture, as individuals, we will go look at Fight Club 20 times, but we may not look at Edge of the Sword. We may not look at some nice Christian movie, and there are some out there. We don't want to look at these over and over again. We want to look at Fight Club. We want to look at these violent and these sensual and these sexual things. Why are we opening the door for people to go out there and do this to us?
You know, I think that's an excellent question. The natural draw to sinful things, I think, is just inbred in our human nature. As you go away from Christ, you tend to really, like, enjoy these kind of things. I can honestly tell you, like, the movies that, if I were to sit down and write a list of all of my favorite films, they were the most sensual, sexual, violent things that are just nonstop sinful acts. And when I started getting my relationship back with Christ, I'll tell you, I can hardly sit down and watch anything from Hollywood. My sensitivity has come back, and the closer that I've drawn to Christ, the less I want those dark things in my life. I think it's the same thing like food. You know, if you eat a lot of sugar and donuts and candy and unhealthy food all the time, your body craves those things. But the more that you focus on eating healthy food, and the more that you feel, you know, better about yourself, the less you want to put those unhealthy things in your body. So I think that's why we're drawn to those things.
You know, as I listen to you talk here, and this is fantastic, and I've looked through your videos as well and enjoyed them very much, I'm beginning to realize that the problem does not lie in Hollywood. The problem lies in the human heart, that unless we individually make change, we can't wait for someone else to do this for us. Am I on the right track here? We have to start making the change and moving ourselves away from Hollywood, as opposed to waiting for Hollywood to come and save us, right?
That's right. That's right. Okay. People often ask, give me a list. What can I watch? What can I not watch? You know, you'll never hear us say that. We'll never put a list out, because that's kind of missing the boat of what our ministry is all about. We don't want to just say, this is good, this is bad, you can't watch this, you can watch this. What we want to teach people is the principle of, how do you put good things in your mind? What you put in comes out of your mind. Until we basically learn to focus on our relationship with Christ, learn to focus on our relationship by reading the Bible, spending time in prayer, all of those things that build up that relationship, the things of this world will grow strangely dim. I think just learning to just turn things off and you know, put the blinders on is not necessarily the answer to the problem. The problem, like you said, really lies within us. We need to focus on building that relationship, and I guarantee you, if you pray that prayer, Lord, do you want me to watch these things? The Holy Spirit, if you give the Holy Spirit the opportunity to prick on your heart, He will impress upon you, you shouldn't be watching this. You'll sit down and you'll watch, you know, one of your favorite movies, and you'll be like, I shouldn't be watching this. And that little small voice will grow stronger and stronger the closer you have that relationship.
Talking with Scotty Meyer. He is a producer at Little Light Studios. And Scotty, I'm sure there are people listening right now who want more information and would like to learn a little bit more about the videos that you have made available. Where would they go and what will they find to make contact with you?
You can go to littlelightstudios.tv. That's like Little Light, like if you can just think of this little light of mine, littlelightstudios.tv. You'll be able to find a whole bunch of videos that we've produced on this subject. You know, we started out with one. It's now turned into 9 different videos, and they're separated out into all kinds of different subjects that still deal with entertainment, but sort of focus on different aspects of it. Like the Magic Kingdom focuses just on cartoons, children's cartoons. The Home Hypnotist and Suitology, those focus on just the science of what's going on inside your brain. The False System of Worship is about the actors that invite spirits into their lives to help them in their acting. The Replacement Gods is all just about comic book heroes and Superman and Batman and Spider-Man and all those. Each video kind of deals with a little bit different of an aspect, but a lot of them, they may talk about movies that pretty much everyone has seen, but you've never thought of the message that is the underlying theme or something. So, yeah, definitely check them out. There's some trailers on the website, and of course you can call us or contact us if you have any other further questions.
Okay, Scotty Meyer, producer at Little Light Studios. That address, once again, is littlelightstudios.tv. Check it out. Lots of good stuff there. I have looked at these videos, and trust me, listener, you will have your eyes open and hopefully your heart open, too, to what God wants you to be putting into your body. As you know, as we talk about here on HeartWise Ministries a lot, as the mind thinketh, so is the body, and vice versa. So if you want a healthy body, you might want to check out having a healthy mind. And that may include being very careful about what you put into it. That's littlelightstudios.tv. Scotty Meyer, thank you so much for being with us today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills, along with Scotty Meyer, inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.